Ich bin nicht für das Heimlich, für Fenari Meishem, Ben Daniel, Rivke, Bess Meishem, Israel, Yisro Menachem, Ere Meishem, Yisros, Vor, Ulu Nishmas, Shem Mitzal, Ben Matri Yitzhak, who passed away today, very, very big Talmud Chacham, a guy in Nailam, and a special person. Be Yisros, Rosh Laima, Vor, Chaim Meishem, Ben Malka, Marim Brach, Basar Malka, and Matri Yitzhak, Ben Fagel, Dina. So let's hold those in around that Yisrael. We're holding Siman Reishi Ud Aleph. We started last week with the Hakdama from the Chafetz Chaim to this Siman. As we said, we'll see that there's a number of Shittos over here, and it gets a little bit confusing. Hopefully that introduction helped a little bit, although it did show us already a number of different Shittos. If you missed the Hakdama, it's worth it to read it. Either read in the Mishnah Berurah or listen to the share from last week, Thursday. So let's start now with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Hoyel fun of Mine Paris Harbor. A person has in front of him many different types of fruit. That all have the same bracha. But Yesh Mimin Shiva, and amongst those fruit is also from the Shiva Saminim. So we have a fruit platter, there's oranges on it, there's apples on it, and there's also grapes and pomegranates on it. So you have all her eights, and some of them are from Shiva Saminim. Magdim, so the Mechaber gives us the first Shita. Magdim means Shiva, afal pishenichavav kemayamina acha. So even if you prefer the oranges, you should still make the bracha, the ha eights, on the grapes, lamashal. Okay, now we'll see shortly what does it mean, chavav, but even if the oranges are chavav, you would still make on the Shiva Saminim according to this Shita. V'im bein beinehem imin Shiva. What happens if you have apples and oranges, and neither one of them is from Shiva Saminim? Magdim Achaviv, you should make the bracha on the one that you like more. Okay, again, we will see shortly what Chaviv means. Shavis, what happens if they're not? In other words, you have a Hadama and a Eitz in front of you. Afili Yeshbem means Shiva, even if you have from Shiva Saminim amongst them. Kagoin Sinoin Vizayas, like you have a radish and an olive. Okay, so radish hadama, olive is AIDS and Shiva Saminim. Ezaman Shayirtsa Yagdim, Vafila. You can make the bracha on either one that you want, player's choice, whatever you want. However, Shagam, you should go ahead and be Magdim. Now, just to finish up the Mechaber, even though we're going to have a lot of Mishnah Berurah over here, what is Chaviv? The Nikra Chaviv. So the Mechaber brings down over here the first Shita. Hamin Sharagol Liyos Chaviv Olive, the one that you generally like more. So there's no rule for everybody. It's not a joint rule, but one that you generally like more. Afilim Atta Chavitz B'minas Sheni. So let's say, go with our last case with the olives and the radishes. Let's say normally you like olives. Right, but now you're in the mood of radishes. So according to the second sheet over here, that even when they're different brachas, you should make on the chavav first. They would say that even though normally you like olives, but right now, I'm sorry, the other way around. If normally you like radish, okay, but right now you may want olives more. Okay, I wasn't clear. Let's do this one more time. The chaviv is over here, according to the way the Mechaber is learning right now, the one that you usually like more. So if I generally like radishes more than I like olives, and now I have olives and radish in front of me, and I'm going to follow with the sheet that I should make on chaviv first, even though right now I'm in the mood of olives more than I am in the mood of radishes, since normally I like radish first, that's what the Mechaber is saying is called chaviv, at least according to this explanation in chaviv. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hoylofanav. Okay. We're in front of you, different types of fruit. So we said, Mechaber, dishita, make on the radishes, on the, I'm sorry, radish, I'm back to the radishes. Make on the Shiva Saminim first. Now, that's only the if I had the intention on eating all of them. So basically, I do not, this whole question of what bracha I make for first, only the fruit that I plan or food that I plan on eating comes into play. So if there happens to be grapes and apples on the fruit platter, and I have no intention of eating grapes, I only want to eat apples, then there's no shaila, I just make it on the apples. We're only discussing fruit, the food that you intend on eating. If not only does it have to be in front, and it has to be in front of you, and kulam lefanav, what happens I plan on eating grapes. I plan on eating apples, but right now only the apples on the table. Or I don't plan on eating anything. And shak was a din kadima. So the whole din kadima goes away. So the only shayla that I have is when I plan on eating from the multiple different minim that are in play, and they are in front of me on the table. If either one of those factors are missing, so then there's no shiloh. You only have to make the brach on the ones you're planning on eating, and you only have to be magdim on the one. The shiloh of kedima is only on the ones that are in front of you. Like you have grapes and apples. Mimin shiva, right? What does it mean, Mimin shiva? Sheneshtapcha Eretz Yisrael behem. Eretz Yisrael was praised because of them. The Torah tells us, I'm giving you a land. You know what's special about this land? Because it's Eretz, Chita, Saira, Geffen, Teina, Rima, and Eretz, Zayas, Shem, and Udvash. That's what makes the land, one of the things that makes the land special. So we see that the Eretz Yisrael is praised because of these fruits and grains. What is Zayas, Shemen? When the Torah says Zayas, Shemen, Hudava, Echad, that's one thing. That's not two separate things. Zayas and Aleph, Sha'isa, Shemen. So it's called Zayas, Shemen. Udvash, what does it mean by honey? Hainu Tamarim, that's talking about the honey. That's actually the date, sha'oisim and vash, that you could make honey from it. Magdim min shiva, so the first sheet in Machab over here was, you should be magdim, the shivas aminim. Afilu chatzi peri, b'char heim shleimim. Even if the min shiva is not a shleima, it's a half a fruit, and the apple is a whole fruit. So let's say you have a half of grape, and cut up grapes and a whole apple. So we learned earlier on that shleima, right, but we learned by a mitzi, that's an Indian, to shleima. But when your challenge is shivas aminim or shleima, shivas aminim wins. Vim shneim emin echad min shivas aminim. What happens if you have a bowl of shivas aminim fruit? Oy sheshneim enim in shiva, or you have a bowl of non-shivas aminim fruit, but some are whole, some are cut up. Magdama shalom, you should make the bracha on the shleima. V'afilim achatzi chaviv yoyser shalom adav. So the order of importance is, in at least in Sif Aleph in the Shita, Shivas Aminim is the winner. Next comes Chaviv. Next comes Shlema. So if I have a Shivas Aminim, the Shivas Aminim wins. If I don't have Shivas Aminim, but I have a half of fruit and a whole fruit, but the half of fruit is Chaviv, Chaviv wins. If I have two fruit, then neither one is Chaviv. They're both equal to me, or they're both the same, Shlema wins over the cut up fruit. So then we said, even if you like the non-shivas aminim more than the shivas aminim, but you plan on eating both of them, afalpi the milas min shiva adav, because the advantage of shiva is greater than chavav. Magdam achavav. So if you, we said that if there is no shivas aminim, you should make the bracha on the chavav. And sharakaliyas tamat chavav alav kilakame, as we explained, chavav means the one that you generally like more. Now, we said, if they're not the same bracha, the cave and once then different brachas, so neither one of these brachas is patterning the other one. And shayach kan shum mailo back to masa. We no longer say you should be magnum one over the other. You can make the bracha on whichever one you want and eat that one and then eat the other one. It's like a vegetable, a hadama. And an olive dafke bezeh the bichas atznayim barupi adama. Ma'aseh David shemichas shaka b'badim varchal zayis tchila. So as we'll see shortly in Siv Gimel, the reason the Mechaber gave an example of a hadama and ha'et is because there is where we say no difference. Make the one that you like better first. However, if it's a hadama against a shahakal or a eitz against a shahakal or a mezainis against shahakal, the shahakal is always last because all these other fruits or veg or food is more chashiv because we see that the chachamim created a special bracha for it. So this that we said that there's no difference, that's hadama versus a eitz. However, shahakal versus any one of them, the other brachas would go first. Now, we said that if I have two different brachas, hadama eitz, then it doesn't make a difference. Do whatever you want. You can make whichever bracha you want first. However, we said that those who say I should still go with chavav first. Svirlu, the gambaze shayach milas hagdima. That this second shita holds that even though they are two different brachas, and even though one bracha is not pattering the other one, still there is a concept of making a chaviva first, el the sviruluhu, the loy mikdim mezesh min shiva. Since they're two separate brachas, so no longer is the shivas haminim the thing that trumps. So here, Chavev wins. So again, just so we remember this, when it's Shivas Aminim versus another fruit, so it's one bracha, Shivas Aminim wins Chavev. When it's two different brachas, then Chavev wins over the Shivas Aminim. Okay, im shnei aminim chavivim etzlei b'shavu. If what happens if they're both equal? I like the radishes and I like the olives equally as much. Az mevarach amin shivat chila. So now the order switched. Now when it's two different brachas, chaviv comes first. If I don't have a question of chaviv because I like them both or equally, then shivat aminim comes into place according to this second shita. V'ayim hashikasa b'shavur sivkan chavzayim b'shem agra. We'll get to that shortly. V'ayim b'yalachim hashikasa b'shem achrayim. The ikakaya shaymer is a lamaisa the loch is like this yashermim, shudas rego paiskim, according to which is the sheet of most of the paiskim. The ganda fulu de shine shasrilu the mavarchle is the shayirza. When you have two different brachas, you can make either bracha you want first, mikal makim, haloy brehu biyade, lamaisa, we have a machlaikis. I have a hadama and a eight. One sheet that says no difference, you can just do whichever bracha you want first. The other sheet that says do the chavah first, lamaisa. It's your choice. You're able to be yaitz of both shitas because according to the shita, you can make either one first. It doesn't make a difference. According to the shita, you do chava first. You're able to do that because you're eating both of them. So therefore, you should go ahead and make that bracha first. Then the mechaber defined for us what is chavav. Okay, at least this was the first definition we're going to get in chavav. Defined to us, you know what chavav is? The one that I generally like more. Nothing to do with what I like right now. Right now, I might prefer the other one, but what I generally like more, that is the one that the mechaber told us is chavav. Umashmer midivrei poskim. The isnage kach. This is the minute. Yivarach alamin shor ragali es tamet chavav olav. The yitim tassimani. Make the bracha on the one that you like more generally, and take a little taste. And then, right, so I gave you this example. I generally like radishes first, but now I'm the mood of olives. So the Paiskim say, first make the bracha on the radish, then make the bracha on the olive, and then go back to finishing the radish. I feel him out even now, he wants the other one. Gam ken yeshami lismach. He says no. Now we said that what happens if normally I like radishes today I like olives. So he said make the radish first. However, says the mishabura, if I would go ahead and make the bracha on the olive, which is the one that I like more now, I have who to be samech on. The yesh paiskin the seivrim the chavav nikra mashu chavav olav achshav. The ados shitas. Okay. That hold that chaviv is a whole different definition than what we learned till now. But you know what the definition of chaviv is? The chaviv is the one that I want right now. So according to that shita, I should be making on the zayis first. So if you have such a case, really you have a yesh ami lisma in either case, whether I make the bracha on the one that I generally like better, or I make the bracha on the one that I want more right now. Either one, I have who to be simchon. Just to bring down a very interesting cute shaila that they asked Rabbi Yashiv, okay? If somebody has, right, we said that I have two pieces of challah, right? So I'm supposed to make on the chavah first, right? So we learned this already, right? So if I have two different, one is a barley bread, one's a wheat bread, one's a spelt bread, right? You make on the chavah first. We had a shiloh with shleima versus chavav. Chavav went first, okay, generally. What happens if I have a piece of challah that I don't know, the reason it's chavav on me is because achas mehem he shirayim shel tzaddik. It's shirayim from the Rebbe. Ubeklal zeh he chaviv alav. So it's I like it more because I got it from the Rebbe. Okay, so is that considered chaviv or chaviv the one that I generally? So I usually like the water challah, and from the Rebbe I got egg. Normally, I like the water challah. Now I have this challah from the Rebbe, the Shrayim, that's egg challah, and that's why it's chaviv. So what Rabbi Yashiv writes, since it doesn't, the chavivus doesn't have to come from the reason of the taste. The chavivus can become for any reason. And even if the reason is because you got it as shrine from the Rebbe, it's still considered chaviv. And therefore, you should make the bracha on that one first. So again, Rav Yashi wasn't necessarily saying that it should be chavuv, saying it's factually it is chavuv by you. Since it is factually chavuv, but he wasn't also saying that it shouldn't be chavuv by you. Since factually it's more chavuv by you, that's the one that you should make the brasa on. Okay, we will stop over here, and Yemetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.